Cities are harnessing the ubiquity of smartphones and social media to make it easier to communicate with residents. Harrisburg is now Pennsylvania's 8th municipality to partner with Nextdoor for public agencies, and Reading iRequest was launched in the Pretzel City not too long ago. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports that there are differences among them, not least of which is the cost.
The social networking site started as a neighbors-only Craigslist of sorts. Urban policy blog Next City called it the Facebook of neighborhoods, although users seem to tend toward more practical posts, at least those from my neighborhood in Harrisburg. A Chihuahua lost and found again, electrician recommendations, new homes for old books, and so on since 2011. Each neighborhood forum is closed to people who can't prove they actually live there. They have to verify their address with a phone or credit card number, a couple social security digits, or wait for an input code to arrive by mail. There are 1,200 Nextdoor users in Harrisburg.
To put that in perspective, that is more people than vote in a municipal election sometimes.
That's Harrisburg Mayor Eric Papenfuss speaking at a news conference kicking off the city's partnership with Nextdoor for public agencies. That platform went live about a year ago. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Castle Shannon, Carlisle, Swarthmore, Paint Township, Lansdowne, and nearly 900 other municipalities nationwide have since started using it to blast alerts to residents who sign up for the parent service and get their feedback, too. Meanwhile, Nextdoor's been growing at nearly triple its prior rate. Joseph Percelli is a strategist for the company.
As more cities come on board and people find out that cities are proactively communicating with their neighbors, letting them know when there's going to be construction on their street or when there's a community meeting to talk about an incident, people find that very valuable.
For public officials and their constituents, this is a way to ease and expedite their exchanges. The government can even send messages to select online neighborhoods, although it can't see over the digital fences protecting each one. It's also free for everyone involved. Percelli says the company plans to generate revenue eventually using ads and maybe charging a transaction fee for payments between users made through the site.
Our plans down the road are to perhaps connect neighbors to local service providers, local businesses, and on-demand services like helping them find like a babysitter.
The company has been funded so far with more than $210 million in venture capital. Forbes reports just $6.5 million in startup for public stuff. The company behind non-emergency reporting and communications apps in hundreds of municipalities. Media is one of them, and Philly enlisted public stuff's aid for the city's 311 service. Reading is another. The distressed city paid $16,000 for Reading iRequest. The mayor's chief of staff, Aaron Lloyd, says the city went with public stuff after vetting several choices, and a major factor was compatibility with the city's in-house digital record-keeping system, since submissions do become official city records. Redesign Reading executive director Brian Kelly explains how the initiative between his nonprofit and City Hall actually works.
You have a pothole. Most people ride right by the pothole. They curse the city with limited staff and fiscal restraints. Most of the time, the city doesn't have the ability to go and inspect and find every pothole proactively. So we're saying, how can we start to change that? Somebody has a smartphone. Oh, there's a pothole. This is pissing me off. Take a picture, load it right into the system. It gets logged in.
Once that happens, the reporter gets an automated submission confirmation. Then the clock starts. City operations manager Maria Cantor could not quantify whether or how the app and its built-in accountability system has increased or expedited reporting and responses, but it does address what would otherwise be interpreted as inaction when noticeable results are delayed. But for Kelly, it's not just about results.
Is that going to change the economic development in a year, 2 years? No. But it's starting to change the conversation, and that's what we're looking at.
Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.
Keystone Crossroads is a statewide public media initiative reporting on the challenges facing Pennsylvania cities. WHYY leads the four-station partnership.